Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, we've got a lot to talk about today. And before we begin, I'd like to talk about a company that's doing some amazing things. The company is Aspire Systems, A-S-P-I-R-E. You can go to the website at aspiresystems.com. And this is a company that is involved in digital services. It is a company that can help small to medium-sized businesses understand their potential to outperform Fortune 500 companies of today and take digital transformation seriously. And next week, we're going to be beginning a series of interviews with Fini Chalakuma, the head of business digital services with over 13 years of experience. And right now, I ask you, are you digitally ready to disrupt the Fortune 500?
Aspire Systems launches digital discovery service for realigning digital priorities. Aspire Systems, a global technology services firm, launches digital discovery service, a part of their digital services business, to map digital journeys. This service will assist businesses to digitize high-revenue models built based on customer-centric offerings. Digital Discovery Service is operated through a framework that supports efficient use of centralized information to drive business growth and connect collaboratively. Initially, to understand the depth of digital adoption in a company among stakeholders, a digital readiness assessment is conducted. While this service aims to increase adoption rates of emerging technologies by companies, it also helps streamline existing automation processes, reduces IT expenditure, and provides superior customer experience. Srini Palamita, Software Development Services Vice President, Aspire Systems, explains.
According to the Altimeter Group, 88% of executives report having begun digital transformation in some form, but only 25% have mapped their digital customer journeys. Digital Discovery is an initiative to envision your digital roadmap using emerging technologies for business model digitization and help you map your customer journey across for getting the maximum out of your digitization initiatives.
Over the years, Aspire Systems has built strong expertise in technology platforms, recommending innovative solutions for domains like healthcare, retail, education, and consumer finance. To know more on the Digital Discovery Service, visit aspiresys.com/digital experience.
Okay, and I want to correct my opening comment about the website. It is aspiresys.com. That is aspiresys.com. Stay tuned next week when Finney Chella-Coomer, the head of business digital services, with over 13 years of experience in digitalization techniques, will be joining us. He's quantified delivery plans, assembled and managed teams, designed systems, and led solution delivery with his extensive management skills and expertise. So you won't want to miss that if you have a smaller or medium-sized business. And onward with the show, as I want to focus again on what's going on in the race. And is it can you see what's happening out there when people say the system is rigged? Bernie Sanders is just beating the stuffing out of Hillary Clinton. What's that, eight in a row, nine in a row? He's just, and the more he wins, the more he loses. It's a rigged system. And it's rigged on both accounts. Number one, in the with the Republican end. And when I say rigged, it's a difficult word to define regarding this because the rules are the rules. So if you go by the rules, technically it's not rigging, right? But when you set the rules up, it's rigging, but you don't know who the candidate's going to be. Now that I've confused everyone, let me say it's regarding the delegate count, the superdelegates, caucuses, and Hillary's lined up those delegates. And do you know why, don't you? Who do you think is going to be able to engage in, quote, the big payoff to all of these people? Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton? Bernie's on the ride of his life. I mean, every morning he must wake up and say, what am I doing here? And I to take that from an old old philosopher, Eddie Lawrence song back way back when, if you want to Google it. So Trump on the other end is, I mean, this is all wrapped up. I found it somewhat embarrassing. I'm finding it really embarrassing that these Republicans still, with immense stupidity during this campaign, can't pull up their britches and say, we have two choices. You know, they got the same two choices we do. It's either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, but they have two additional choices. It's either support Donald Trump or don't support him. And this mixed message is, I mean, it's only going to hurt the party. Donald Trump, he doesn't care. I mean, this is the beautiful part of it. He's not beholden to anyone. He's not going to do any you-know-what kissing to get what he wants. And he's meeting with Paul Ryan tomorrow. That will be really interesting to see. But I'm talking about all of the – just about all of them. Well, not all of them, most of them. Chris Christie, of course, is on board. Ben Carson is on board. But – when you look at Ted Cruz, who is turning out to be somewhat of an embarrassment, you know, he didn't quite rule himself out again before Nebraska. Well, he's ruled himself out again now. Just keep quiet. I am really disappointed. And would it have changed whom I would have voted for? No, because I can tear any of the candidates to shreds. Except some get torn to shreds on the basis of character and morality, like Hillary Clinton, others on stupidity. Others on violating a pledge that they made, sore losers like Jeb Bush. It's just, Jeb Bush to me is a guy you just can't even respect. And let's go to Marco Rubio. Kasich hasn't said much, so he's probably too busy gobbling down pancakes and talking and spitting out his food at the same time. Marco Rubio, you know, he did the right thing. He didn't do the right thing. He just didn't go far enough. He's been asked and asked and asked whom he supports. And he said he supports Trump because he doesn't want Hillary in there. And the follow-up questions are, will you vote for Donald Trump? You know what the answer is? The correct answer is, I don't believe in a lot of his policies, as you saw during the course of the debate, but we have two choices here, and I've got 100% support behind Donald Trump because he is not the worst of the two choices. You don't say that, but the better of the two choices. He can't bring himself to do it. He just can't bring himself to do it. So I continue here and say, where are we going on this long road? I mean, Trump is in control, definitely on the Republican end. Hillary, I think, is making a mistake by continuing to clash with Bernie Sanders. Sanders can't mathematically win this. The only thing that can keep Hillary out is that indictment. Oh, please, if there's a God up there, please, God, put her behind bars. So Hillary should be focusing entirely on Trump. Now, Hillary isn't clashing one-on-one with Trump regarding the issue of Bill Clinton's infidelities, because it's a loss. And I said here yesterday on the show, and no, I didn't change my mind today. I'm not flip-flopping like politicians. Trump should throw the entire arsenal at Hillary Clinton, since she brought Bill Clinton into this. Bring out those women. I said it yesterday. Get them all out there. Paula Jones, Monica Lewinsky, Catherine Willey, Juanita Broderick, Jennifer Flowers. Get them all out there. And if the American public has any sense of decency, they'll realize that braggadocio and what some accused of being bulliness, but it's worked in business, is a far better option than deceit, betrayal, lies. And from my perspective, somebody who's committed treasonous acts against this country. You got a choice out there, folks. Choose wisely. It's not a difficult choice. It just is not a difficult choice.
More climbing up on that roof in the...
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com. For details.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
Serious stuff here. Not that what I've talked about here is it's not serious, but let's get to some of the problems facing us. There have been some recent polls taken indicating which issues are primary with the voting bloc, and you might think that it's illegal immigration at the top. You might think number one is terrorism. Actually, a lot of these polls have indicated it's number one off our the state that our economy is in and our earnings. And Hillary's having a lot of difficulty explaining. The designer, the creator. I can't believe she's been the creator of anything other than lies and deceit, but the creator or the forerunner for Obamacare. I was at the White House on the North Lawn broadcasting back then with George Stephanopoulos and others. He was a guest back then. He wasn't in the media. Oh, man, did he land a soft, high-paying job because of his connections. You see, folks, it's all about connections. But Hillary had difficulty answering one woman's question about her impending $500 increase under Obamacare. And I want to tell you, the premiums are zooming. The deductibles are zooming. And there are a lot of industries, a lot of businesses who are handling this who are forced to shut down. I mean, this is a monumental disaster. And I guess Obama's getting away with not explaining it, but when you go out and to the grassroots system in this country and you start talking with people, I talk with a lot of people and seeing what's going on. I mean, it is absolutely awful. And yes, there were those companies who were surviving, and you can make a case for the fact that the top 1% is getting richer. And I don't have any criticism of that if as long as the middle class can get richer, but they're not. But you don't solve it with what Bernie Sanders is looking to do, which is a $1.8 trillion increase in this economy per year. So over 10 years, you're looking at $18 trillion. I don't even know why I brought in Bernie Sanders. He's a non-issue. The only thing is, what if Hillary does get indicted? She goes to jail. You're thinking Joe Biden, or would it be Bernie Sanders? Wow. I mean, you want to talk about the stuff that movies are made out of. You could have a whole, you could have a trilogy on this. But as I started to say, let's go to some serious information. And one of my very, very favorite people, whom I have incredible respect for, is Larry Kudlow, MSNBC I mean, CNBC business, and he used to work in the Reagan administration until he had a little bit of an alcohol problem. He got rehabilitated. And to me, the most outstanding people who are analysts, like Peter Schiff, I mean, I can name a lot of them, but there's nobody, in my estimation, smarter than Larry Kudlow, who's thinking, I think, of running for Congress in Connecticut, and I'd love to see him get there. And as a matter of fact, I had the pleasure of being the master of ceremonies at an event in New York, and not only introducing Larry Kudlow, but having lunch with him, and for anybody who cares to see it, just for a photo op to verify what I'm saying, you can go to StuTaylor.com, StuTaylor.com, hit photos, scroll down, and you'll see me having lunch with Larry Kudlow. That's just to, not that I need to be defensive and verify what I'm saying, but there you go. And it's not a doctored picture either, by the way. So Larry Kudlow has endorsed Donald Trump's economic program. And for those of you who are sitting, this is where my hope lies. For those who are sitting around and saying Trump just seems to have a macro knowledge of a lot of issues. He's got more of a knowledge of how the game is played and how the financial systems work both here and internationally. But he's smart enough to look for top people to handle everything. How do you think the more important high profile people survive? You think they do every little thing? It's whom they're surrounded with. I mean, Jimmy Carter was surrounded with a bunch of boobs. Obama is Bill Clinton wasn't surrounded by the best and the brightest, but he happened to be, and I can't say now he is, I think he's got some problems, but he happened to be extremely bright. And you look at today and Barack Obama, all I have to do is mention two names, Valerie Jarrett, Ben Rhodes, a bona fide liar. He's got these young guys, average age, I don't know, I think I heard in late 20s. And they either don't know what the hell they're talking about, or they're part of the whole game that Barack Obama is playing. Whatever it is, unfortunately, it has seemed to work. So the recovery under Obama is really extremely anemic. It goes back, 15, 20 years under Democrat and Republican administrations, just to show you that I am not jaded. The economy has stalled. Middle-income wage earners have had really essentially no pay increases since 2000. The median income is down about $4,000 or $5,000 a year than it was when Obama took office. And our foreign policy, it's off the charts. It's off the rails. So Trump, and the attraction of Trump is, I love it because I'm always talking about how America has fallen into the pitfalls of despair. And especially since Obama took office, and as I've said many times, he succeeded at what he's tried to do. I mean, he's almost 100% successful. All he has to do right now is completely open the borders, completely deplete our military, and let everybody out of Guantanamo. I mean, when this is achieved, he will have pretty much accomplished what he set out to do. I don't know if he'll have time to get rid of all the guns and bullets, but the government's got plans for that. Now, another story for another time. Trump outsmarted all of his opponents, and everybody was trying to play the political game. Yeah, I mean, Trump has admitted he's now a politician. Well, if you, quote, don't become a politician when you achieve that position, maybe you're just not going to make it at all. I don't know. It's really going to be interesting to see how this balance stands, assuming that Trump is the nominee. And, I mean, come on, Paul Ryan. Stop being stupid and obstinate and hurting the Republican Party. Just sit down with him and work it out. Trump was the quintessential political outsider. Some of that has changed right now, but I'm going to talk more about the economy and Donald Trump when we come back. This is Steve Taylor.
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is Chicken Soup for Your Business Soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, I'll try to stay on track. One of the problems is this is the same technique that's working for Obama. It's scandal after and Clinton. There are so many scandals out there that you get discombobulated. You can't organize it and address them one by one. You just can't, because by the time you finish in one scandal, you go on to another. And I guess that's, I don't know, trying to make an make this analogous to what I'm doing here today. There's so much to talk about that every once in a while I may drift off. So for those of you, and never apologize on radio, but I'll apologize if I'm drifting a little bit here, because there's so much to cover. There's never lack of information to cover. So Trump's critics in the GOP are saying he can't win in November. They say his candidacy is going to lead to a crushing Republican defeat. Well, let me tell you something, you fools. He beat everyone fair and square, did nothing that violated the rules. There's nothing that says you can't be insulting to your opponents and then play kissy-facey when it's all over. What will kill the Republican Party is a third-party candidate, an independent candidate. So I can only say Bill Kristol, for whom I had the greatest respect for years, you are right down there on the bottom right now with George Will, and Charles Krauthammer isn't quite there, but I don't have heroes. My heroes were my parents. But people whom I look up to, I get disillusioned and disappointed every day, because I'm dealing with a small sampling to begin with, and now I look at Mark Levin, who, I can't think of it. Really anything that I haven't agreed with Mark Levin on, and all of a sudden he's just trashing Trump because I don't know. Is somebody in his family working for Cruz? I really don't know. Cruz can't win it. Okay, I'm moving on. If I don't move on, it's Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. It's Hillary Clinton. This is a terrible, terrible mistake. Especially when you look right now and you're looking at Quinnipiac and a number of other polls, Trump is gaining. And there have been huge, huge spreads. I mean, I think of Reagan during his presidency. Even Bush, others at times have been so far behind. Just right now, the Real Clear Politics, which, by the way, is a really good website. I like it because it gives you many different points of views with many competent writers. I was about to say journalists, but are there any journalists left? Trump is only 6 or 7 percentage points back on that one, and he's maybe 1, which is a statistical tie with Quinnipiac. It's changing. This isn't a slam dunk for Hillary Clinton. It just isn't. By the time Trump gets through, it's going to be an interesting battle, because this will be about as dirty as it can get. And the fight hasn't even begun yet. I mean, this isn't even the infantry. But Trump has to prove that he can do this job and that he can be a viable, respected leader. It's a character flaw. It's a personality flaw. He has been successful his whole life having this approach. And he sees it worked all the way through this this primary process. So, you know, we can sit out there and detach ourselves and say, well, it's time to do this and it's time to do that. And then he can say, well, I'm not going to be listening to people. I've been right about everything. I mean, it's a human reaction, but I can't believe he's dumb in that way. We need a strong leader. We need someone who says we're going to crush ISIS. Not that we're going to contain them. Contain? You know how you contain them? You kill them all. That's why a lot of people, I don't have any love for Vladimir Putin. Yeah, say what you want. A lot of respect for Vladimir Putin. He's a fighter. He will fight not only to preserve the sanctity and safety of Russia, but he is looking to reunite the USSR and the old Soviet Union. And he might as well go ahead and try to do it in the next 6 months, because you've got a guy in the White House who's too busy on the campaign trail. He's too busy giving talks at university, talking once again about how if you've made it in life, you're lucky. I don't have the exact quote. I think you can either go to Breitbart or Daily Caller. Some of his content and what he said at Howard University are just repulsive and totally 300 polar opposite of everything America stands for. But he believes it. It's all about big government. Nobody achieves anything on their own. We're all equal. Now, we all should have equal opportunities. But he's basically saying, you know, we're all equal. You look at Trump, I don't think he's going to take a backseat to China, Japan, and Mexico. I really don't. I think he's going to do his best to make sure that America comes first. Someone who is dedicated to preserving the southern border from illegal immigrants and ISIS intruders. And I'm wondering to a certain degree, are there enough in here? I got to believe there's enough in here right now. All you got to do is just open the door. Come on in. You look back at post-World War II prosperity. Do you know that, when I always look at GDP and growth, it's got to be, in my mind, and I think if you talk with a lot of economists, it's got to be at least 3%. I mean, we're approaching negative GDP. I think it was 0.5%. I mean, it is horrific. And he's out there talking about the best economy we've ever had. I mean, come on. How can you buy into that? Unemployment rate staying at 5%. BS. The unemployment rate is more like 18%. But people who don't follow the news, people who aren't thinkers and don't dig deeply, it just goes by and they just take what they hear. That's the power of television, the power of the airwaves, most of these fools in Hollywood. I mean, a ton of names come to my mind. You watch television. Ever see Joy Behar? Holy mackerel. What's her IQ, about 40? I don't want to start going through all those fools on The View and people like Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg. And where do I begin? This is why Kanye West has an opportunity to become president in 2020, right? Because of the stupidity of enough people living in this country. Not of most of the American people, but the stupidity of enough. You know, you look at per capita GDP, it's a great measure of average wages. And these are numbers, and I'm not sure of the source, but these aren't numbers that I have in my head. So let me clarify that. I can't remember where I got this from, but I just want to say that this isn't Stu Taylor talking, because I did my own analysis. I want to be careful about that. The World War II prosperity, the GDP, a measure of average wages, the average wages rose from $16,000 to nearly $50,000. So there is a relationship. And Trump has to go about convincing America that he can solve the problem. And he's got me half convinced. Hillary Clinton has me convinced she can't. I'm not even neutral about it. Trump has to demonstrate a much better grasp of policies and jobs and wages and growth and trade and foreign affairs. I don't care that he doesn't know the names of a lot of leaders. I mean, we've seen that. I mean, come on. You want to talk about Barack Obama, corpsman, 57 states? Come on. Okay, every time Barack Obama makes a mistake and some of the things he says are just ignorant and others are stupid, nobody will say anything because we're racists. Let Trump go to the teleprompter. It's you know, you've got to kind of hone it in and you've got to get more organized. And I love extemporaneous speaking. I mean, I'm giving a talk this weekend in New York City. I've done it enough. Do I plan it? No. But it's all been pre-planned in my head for years. Trump has been in the entertainment business. He didn't have to do what he has to do now. And hopefully he'll come around to realizing that. We're going to talk about a great thrill for you to engage in that I've been doing year after year when we come back. I'm talking about boating in Boston. Let's take a break.
Guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. I love your show. I haven't had a chance to be on it that often, but I really appreciate what you do. And I want to just thank all your listeners for giving us a little time here to talk about our country and what we love about it.
All right, our final segment of today. I want to continue on this line with Donald Trump and look at this maybe optimistically by saying, yeah, he can win in November. He really can win. I mean, first of all, the pundits, the politicians, the all the great predictors, the experts, they've all been wrong so far, just about all of them. When Trump entered this, did I think that he would be the nominee? No, no. I mean, Ann Coulter may stand alone. I don't know. But as I saw the progression of events during these primaries, I began to realize the degree of stupidity from the other maybe 15 candidates. I shouldn't even say that. There are people on there who aren't stupid, like Mike Huckabee and others, who just never had a chance from the beginning. Ted Cruz only gets stupid at the end. He got sucked in. But this may end up being a positive thing for the country. It's too early in the general election, pre-general election process. But it's looking more and more like Trump is gaining ground and will be a real threat if he can concentrate on some of the issues other than Hillary Clinton that will clarify our economic situation, our financial situation. He's talking about lowering taxes substantially and getting rid of a lot of regulations. It's good. And then people have come on, people who have questioned it have said, no, you know, you're talking about raising taxes. Well, what he meant was if I go to the store and there's a suit that listed for $200 and it's now on sale, it's now running at $400. It's gone up, but I'll sell it for $300. He will increase it to a less degree. On trade, he needs a message that is consistent and integrated. That, in a sense, I don't know if it should rule out protectionism because I become much more nationalistic and isolationist with what's going on. But we can't divorce ourselves. And he's offset that by saying, you know, the military is at the worst strength it's been in decades. He's going to re-strengthen the military, and I love it. Wounded warriors and all those veterans who have come back here in service to this country, they've been dumped on. He says he's going to take care of them, and I believe he will. There is a compassionate and kind side to Donald Trump. He is the master of the art of the deal. But will that translate from business to politics? Is there any difference? I mean, isn't everything, as Charles Krauthammer says, isn't everything about politics? But let's get down to a specific or two here. There isn't any need for huge tariffs. I do agree that we should be supporting these free trade agreements. We've got to tear down those barriers and make China and others like Mexico and China play by our rules rather than theirs. We can't be held captive by the billions of dollars that Saudi Arabia has and the fact that they may have been the most, and I guess I can say they were, since so many of the conspirators who engaged in 9/11 were from Saudi Arabia. What was it, 9 of them out of 13 or something? We just can't sit around. We've got to stand up to Iran, reinstitute sanctions, because they're violating everything and rubbing our face right in it, and at the same time threatening to annihilate Israel. Hillary Clinton stands for the same thing Barack Obama does. And a lot of this may be playing into what I think is one of the most grotesque thoughts I could have. Get your puke bag out. Hillary and Barack Obama play nicely. Hillary wins the presidency. Barack Obama becomes a Supreme Court justice. I mean, how is any of this possible in this world? And I'm not laughing at this. I'm saying it's absolutely possible. But I want to get away from the judicial aspect of it, where we could have 3 to as many as 5 changes on the Supreme Court. You know what that means. Sayonara. Sayonara. Sayonara to anybody who believes in the Constitution, what our founding fathers put forth. Now you look to immigration. I think people are taking what Donald Trump says out of context on immigration. They're taking it out of context. He didn't say everybody. He talked about vetting people, and he talked about, let's try this until we can vet the system and find out who's coming in. I don't see what's wrong with that. And if it's Muslims right now, I think that's fine. What is it, the guilt that people are coming up with, even Republicans who are saying, let's just admit them all? He's talking about letting in skilled workers, and whether those skilled workers meet the criteria are important, and whether Muslims can be vetted. I don't think he has anything, as I don't, against honest, decent Muslims coming in and having positions. But if it means right now shutting the door down, since the percentage of those coming in right now is extraordinarily high and we're not getting killed by white Anglo-Saxon people or Caucasians, people from Norway, Sweden. Well, I should have mentioned Norway. There was one that we have to be sensible. Trump is cost conscious, and it's got to be translated into cutting out the cronyism that we see in government. Will he do it? I don't know. Listen, I'm not that naive. I think he's the best choice. He certainly indicated that he will. Trump can win if he shows a consistency in being serious with purpose and demeanor. He knows that success at home leads to success overseas. Hillary Clinton is a pathetically weak candidate. And Donald Trump must show that he can overcome all of this. I don't want to say he has the potential for great leadership, but I think he has the potential for adequate leadership, and people for whom I have previously supported, I've lost my taste for. I specifically say Mitt Romney. I mean, I don't know what happens. Are they all drinking the same stuff? Are they all on the Kool-Aid? I'd like to think, in the interests of decent, wonderful Americans whom I've talked with, Dinesh D'Souza just yesterday, American hero Pete Hegseth in his book In the Arena, that these people hold the future for our country in the very palms of their hands. So I haven't given up. I'm just a realist. I'm a realist. I'm a pragmatician, but I still hold for higher ideals. And I'm going to stick to it. This is Stu Taylor. I want to thank everyone for listening. See you back here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.